Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
On the pace this morning with Chris Barsby. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, everyone. We're set for a big night of racing at Bathurst tonight because we've got heats of the regional series for the New South Wales Breeders' Challenge. So it's a good program at Bathurst tonight. Nine races overall, but we've got heats coming through as races 2, 4, 6, and 8. So it's a good card of racing, and the action gets underway at 5:07. Fine skies, fast conditions. I'm tipping it'll be a little cool there tonight at Bathurst, but at this time of year, you have to expect that. But it's a good card of racing. So that's coming through later tonight at Bathurst. We've got a good card of racing coming up on Saturday night at Menangle. We're looking further ahead, but 8 races there. One of the major races is going to be race number 6. That's the Group 3 feature for the open class performers. But I wanted to track down Jimmy Douglas this morning because Jimmy was up in Brisbane on Saturday night tasting Group 1 glory when the very exciting rookie pacer Expensive Ego was able to take out the QBred Triad. And Jimmy's about to join us now. Jimmy, good morning. Good morning, congratulations.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks very much.
Was that your second Group 1 feature?
Third, actually. I was lucky enough to win with Scandalman in the Victoria Derby, and She's All Apples won a Breeders' Challenge final at Menangle.
Okay, so where does this one rank then, Expensive Ego?
It was very exciting. You know, to be undefeated and to defeat another undefeated pacer in the process was a pretty big thing to do. And, he looks like he's got a big future ahead.
But it was the manner in which he did it, Jimmy, that really stood out, because he was a little rough getting out of the gate, 3 wide to the breeze. He's gone 52.9, which is quicker than what Muscle Factory went last year. And it's only Jillaby Nitro earlier this season that's gone faster. He clocked 52.6, so there is a huge motor there.
Yeah, there is, Chris, and it's pretty amazing considering 6 weeks ago the horse hadn't even started in an official trial. So he's come a long way in a very short time, and he's always had to do it the hard way, and he's just been too good each time.
And one of the other things that's been lost on a number of people, he snuck in at the 11th hour last week because you had to take him to Newcastle, take on older rivals over a longer distance, and that win basically qualified him and got him in as the last runner for that Group 1 feature last week.
Yeah, well, David Dawn's done a really good job with him getting him this far because, like I said, 6 weeks ago he hadn't even trialled, and then he had 2 trials in a row, and he virtually had to win both his starts week after week to qualify for the race in Brisbane, and even that was still going to be borderline. And as you say, he snuck in as number 10. So, as it's turned out, it's worked out great. But probably a month ago when it was first thought of, it was probably less chance of actually getting in the field, let alone winning it. So, yeah, it's been an amazing few weeks, really.
Tell me, just going back to the race itself last Saturday night, a little rocky out of the gate. What were you thinking when he was just putting in a few steps there?
I was praying, Chris. he'd done it a couple of times. He did it at his first start at Menangle, just out of the gate. He felt really good the other night, actually, coming out of the gate, and he was actually going to begin quite quick till he did it. So he's just very green. He run around the whole race after that, even at the top of the straight when he was clear of the other horses. He ducked right in and half tried to go in the sprint lane. So he's just very green. And you know, it's probably a good thing because next year he's probably going to be even sharper. So, we're looking forward to it.
Okay, well, let's talk about, you know, entering the home straight there last Saturday night. You're surrounded by Grant Dixon horses. He had 7 of the 10 runners in that race on Saturday night. What were you thinking, and when did you feel that you had that race in the keeping?
It was hard for me to get a gauge. It's hard for any of us to get a gauge compared for our form line compared to, say, Governor Dujon's form line going into the race last week. Governor Dujon obviously has been very impressive all season in Queensland, and our bloke was just starting out. But Expensive Ego just gives me such a great feel that every time I've been in a race with him, it's never been a doubt in my mind that nothing can get past him because he just gives you such a great feel. I actually slotted him 1-1 early around the first corner, but I wanted to get a break on Governor Dujon. I didn't want him on my back, so I made the move to go sit outside the leader, and at the back straight he just felt that good. I looked around, and as soon as Gavajujan pulled out, I went for home. And yeah, he was never really going to get beat, Chris, to be honest.
Mm. Were you surprised by the time?
Yeah, he does it so easy. Like, if you'd have said to me they went 56, I wouldn't have argued, because he gets over the ground so easy. He just feels, you don't know how quick you're going. As far as the actual horse running that kind of time, I'm probably not, because he's just such a talent that he seems to be able to run times like so easily. So yeah, it obviously is a very good time.
Okay, we may have lost Jimmy there. Sounds like that line's just dropped out. Coming up next for Expensive Ego, and this was one of the main focuses for this Brisbane campaign, is the Australian Pacing Gold Brisbane Sale Graduate Series. The heat's on Friday, August 2nd, and then we've got the final coming up on August 10th. So that's another Group 1 feature that looks to be at his mercy, because it doesn't look like a number of those horses that he had to compete against on Saturday night are eligible for that. Governor Jujon is definitely not. He's gone straight to the paddock. So that race looks like being at the mercy of Expensive Ego. So that's going to be very interesting to see. Jimmy's form this season looks very good. The home fires kept burning on Saturday night. Charlie Bromack, a regular drive for Jimmy, was able to score. Cameron Hart had the drive there on Charlie Bromack, a horse that's going along super. And looking ahead to this Saturday night, Jimmy's got a couple of good drives there as well. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes on Saturday night, but there's at least four or five there on that eight race program coming through at Menangle, and I think he's got about 34 winners this season already, Jimmy, so I'm sure he'd be happy. But to get a Group 1 and to have a Group 1 certainly at his mercy there coming up in the next couple of weeks would be exciting, but something to look forward to going ahead with Expensive Ego. He's a son of Rock and Roll Heaven out of the Perfect Art Mare, Art Start. So he ranks as a half-brother to Art's Treasure, the good mare for James Rattray down there in Sydney, and also Bodhi Tree, a really good performer here in Brisbane. So he's got a good pedigree, and he's certainly got the ability to match it as well, Expensive Ego. So we look forward to seeing him. As I said, there's a number of other good races coming up this weekend. We start tonight at Bathurst, but that's a good program coming through at Menangle on Saturday night. Eight races there. Just a couple of those winners from Menangle yesterday before we wrap it up. Rocket Nova, a first up winner for Tim Butt. I did pose the question to Tim, are you looking at the Victoria Trotters Derby with him? He said it may come a little too soon, so we'll just watch with interest over the next couple of weeks. But he was impressive scoring yesterday, Rocket Nova, and Obi-Wan. I think this is going to be a really good form race. Obi-Wan, he's unbeaten this campaign for Amanda Turnbull. He looks like he's blessed with great ability. I think that form line out of that race yesterday is certainly going to hold up in the coming weeks, because he's a very talented type, Obi-Wan, and again, he looks sharp, winning in good time, running home in a really impressive split. So we'll watch those two horses with particular interest over the next couple of weeks. Rocket Nova and Obi-Wan, they were both impressive in their own right, scoring yesterday at Menangle. And news coming through, I'm sure this would have been mentioned yesterday, Franco Nelson has run his final race. So he has been retired. Shane Tritton has made the call that Franco Nelson has run his final race. What a horse he's been, not only for Shane and Lauren Tritton, but also back in New Zealand as well. So a big effort by Franco Nelson, but he's going to live the life of luxury in the coming years, no doubt about it. He's been a wonderful performer for a long period of time. That is On the Pace for this Wednesday morning. The guys will be back tomorrow. There's going to be plenty more news coming up, but we look forward to a big weekend of harness racing action. But Sean, don't forget, there's a great card of racing coming through from Bathurst tonight, yeah, with those heats of the New South Wales Breeders' Challenge Series.
Terrific. And Mick Dunsey will join us about 10 past 11. Good on you, Chris. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.